You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today we're talking about making sure that you get some me time onto your schedule. We all know that we need it and that self-care is super important, but somehow we put other things first. So how do you enable yourself to put aside that time that you need, that me time that helps you be the best version of you? Today I'm going to share two stories that I think will help you develop your own strategy for taking control of your calendar and your to-do list so that you make sure that you have the bits of relaxation and time off that you need. In our first story, Anne Morrow tells us that she was in a state of perpetual motion. She had left corporate life and started her own business, but then she purchased a second business and she was busier than ever. She says that even when she wasn't working, she was thinking about work. She feared she'd let someone down if she relaxed at all. But on the other hand, she did notice that the busier she got, the less she seemed to accomplish. She was working herself right into bad health. She was always exhausted. She had a kind of brain fog, and her Apple Watch buzzed repeatedly during the night, warning her that her heart rate was over 100. And she felt sick. Her body ached. Her head was pounding. And no matter how much she exercised, she was losing strength. And then a visit to the doctor led to tests that revealed that Anne had Graves' disease, which is an autoimmune disorder that can be caused by stress. And whether it was caused by stress or not, she needed to change her lifestyle in order to deal with the disease. Well, the following day, Anne bumped into an old friend who had been following her on Facebook, and her friend remarked about how much Anne had taken on and said it was quite a juggling act. She said she was impressed, but Anne realized this was nothing to be impressed about. She told her friend that she was actually overdoing it, and this juggling act was a bad thing. And her friend said, "So stop juggling and put something down. It's okay to tell people no." So you know how sometimes you know something, but you just have to hear it from someone else? Anne knew she was doing too much, but it wasn't until her friend said that she could just plain put down some of the things that she was juggling that Anne realized that, yes, of course she could do that. So she made a list of the things she was juggling and she decided what she could let go of. She said goodbye to some of her clients. She cut back on her workload. When she was asked to speak at an event or take on a new client, she said no. And she did a makeover of her calendar, making sure that there were some white spaces on it. Anne says, "Until then, I didn't realize how much I'd missed the simple joys, little things that helped me relax and recharge, like long hikes, taking my dog to the park, visiting my favorite bookstore, and sitting on the back porch to watch the sunrise. Those things belonged on my calendar. So I started using an orange highlighter to block out time for myself. Those orange blocks are mine. They represent time to unplug, let my imagination wander, and focus on what's important." Now, Anne's calendar is filled with a mix of work and personal activities. Anne starts each day with meditation and ends it with gratitude. And somewhere in the middle, she makes sure to have a quiet block of time to herself. So Christine Byron was another woman who was way too busy juggling work and family to the detriment of her sanity and her time with her children. Christine had started selling Tupperware to supplement her husband's paycheck, and she had expected to still have plenty of time to spend with her growing family. But the problem was that Christine was really good at selling Tupperware. And soon her calendar was completely filled and she became a manager, not only selling by herself, but also training other salespeople. She ended up training 50 other women. So she was missing events with her children. She had no time for herself. Things were really out of control and her success was ruining her life. She was ready to quit. So she met with her mentor slash trainer who asked to see her date book. And she looked at it and said to Christine, "Well, no wonder you have no lily pads." Well, what was a lily pad? Her mentor explained that a lily pad was just what it sounds like. So you know how a frog jumps on a lily pad in a pond and hangs out there for a while in the sun? Well, we all need lily pads in our calendars, little spots that we save for ourselves, an empty time to jump onto and relax. Christine's mentor told her to deliberately block out those lily pads on her calendar. They would be empty times that she would not be allowed to fill with work appointments. Instead, she could fill them with activities with her children, lunch with a friend, whatever she wanted, as long as it was not work-related. So Christine literally wrote Lily P on her calendar from then on, making those lily pad appointments a regular feature. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from our bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Making Me Time. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to learn more about the book. You'll see the front and back covers there. You can read more about it. And you can buy the book at Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and wherever you like to buy your books. If you'd like to share your own stories and wisdom with our readers, you can become one of our published writers. Go to the Submit Your Story area on our website. You'll see the topics we're working on. You'll see our story guidelines, which will help you write a great piece. And you'll see the form that you fill out to send in your story for consideration. We're always looking for new storytellers to join the Chicken Soup for the Soul family. In our next episode, I'm going to share a couple of stories from our new book about just being you. Stories that will help you get back to a more authentic version of your life.